The Crude Life with host Jason Spiess.
There's a lot of people running their mouth that don't stay the night, never come through town. And some other people running about that don't take the time to suss you out. Still some of us.
Hey, everybody, this is Ken Lavin. I'm with Merch Manufacturing originally. I'm standing in as a correspondent for The Crude Life here in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I'm at the wonderful Petroleum Alliance with a very dear special friend, Harold Hamm. Harold, thank you very much for being on the show. Being in the industry for as long as I have, looking up to you for many, many years. So this is very much, if I could say an honor to be correct, it is an honor to be with you. So thank you for coming.
Yes, Ken. Well, it's good to be here with you, and I appreciate what you're doing and how you're doing it. And it's necessary and important. So glad to be here with you.
Well, thank you, sir. So I just had a couple of questions. So what are your plans for 2022? I know we talked a little bit today about the HAM Association with partnership with OSU. And if you want, you can pan over right quick and take a look at the amazing facility over here. Guys, if you get a chance, come and see it. They are looking for representatives. They're looking for the brains and the knowledge and the experience of tomorrow. And that is what that institute is all about. And the speaking was amazing today. Great, great job. So excited for what this institute's going to bring, not only to Oklahoma, but for those individuals that we're going to see, and not just U.S., but worldwide. So back to the question, what do you see for 2022?
Well, first of all, we're awfully glad that, you know, this facility was here in Oklahoma City and fit for purpose just for this institute. You know, so I want to say, well, first of all, I'll take my hat off to Baker Hughes and General Electric for their contribution donation to OSU. That made this possible. Period. So, first of all, in 2022, you know, we're putting the structure around the HAM Institute for American Energy, and so that's going into place and very, very quickly. We have almost a full agenda already of different events, symposiums. Think tank events, you know, things for the industry of all types and all kinds. So it's coming together really, really quickly. So we're proud of that. And also the collaboration that we see forming between all the energy institutes in America. You think about collaboration of all those and what can happen as a result, and also about all the companies that are becoming involved with us as well. And so that's what's all about, both here domestically and around the world. So that's great. So we're out, you know, this has a great purpose. You know, it's solving humanity's greatest challenges globally, and we seek to bring an intelligence factor to all of these things, and instead of just emotion, you know, break it down and what will help humanity. So energy played a tremendous role in all of our lives. We know that, and you know, finding carbon solutions and it is paramount that we do that, and so that's our purpose.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you very, very much. Second, what do you feel the industry needs to get behind for this year, 2022?
Well, you know, thank you for that question. There's a lot of things that, you know, to immediately start doing, and we intend to tackle some of those, but. You know, on a policy consideration basis, certainly that's one. We're seeing what happens when you don't incent good supply in America. We had energy independence here in America. We kind of let that slip a little bit with the current policy. That needs to be reversed quickly. And national security is at risk here, and a lot of other things. So have a lot of things to tackle in that regard.
Perfect. Definitely. Number three, we've seen amazing growth from Continental Resources last year. Do we expect to see any other growth like you did last year?
We're very proud to have done all the things that we did last year, entering Powder River Basin, entering Permian Basin, the growth here in Oklahoma, the continued growth and development in North Dakota and Montana, Wyoming. So, we feel good about those things. Yes.
Okay. Hey, all right.
To answer your question.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Be looking for that, guys. And I have one last question. This is for all the hardworking men and women in our industry. My question is, what would you say to them to motivate them for 2022? What would you say to the hardworking guys out there on the rig, out there on location, to motivate them this year for 2022? And we'll wrap it up with that.
Okay, I think first of all, take a look back. There were some layoffs. It wasn't from our company. We didn't lay anybody off in a downturn. So that wasn't. That's just not the way we do things at Continental. Some rigs were laid down, and some service companies were hard hit. As demand waned, and with the COVID thing in 2020, we're glad to see those companies reestablish and get back to work. And this is an industry that you have to have some forward faith in, and our company and established and putting our best foot forward for the industry and our people, and I know that other companies do the same thing. So, it's a new day in industry. We got $83 oil today and $4.75 gas, so commodity prices are strong, and I think we're in the middle of a good cycle.
Perfect. Harold, again, thank you so much. Really appreciate everything. You're an absolute success story for our industry and success story for all those individuals in the field out there working day to day. Really, really appreciate your time today. Have a very blessed one. Guys, keep Continental in place. Keep them in mind. Mr. Ham himself. And, of course, the wonderful facility that you've come up with. It's absolutely amazing with the partnership of OSU. Again, guys, have a blessed one, and we will see you soon.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
You are going to want to act today on this limited special from MyPillow. Check it out. A $70 pillow, now only $20. That's right. The standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. Once again, that thank you special is a standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. You'll also receive deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products as well. The MyPillow towels, the topper, the slippers. It is all on a deep discount with the promo code Otis. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98 or call 800-598-4268. That's 800-598-4268. Once again, that thank you special is a standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. And do not forget to use the promo code OTIS.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
I never let the Joker out my sight. Never went broke on an all or nothing. Never made a bet so out of line till I met you and I hit the ground running.
And I'm almost safe. My name is Sarah Stogner. I'm a lawyer and I'm running for the Texas Railroad Commissioner seat on March 1st.
Excellent. Thank you for joining the program here today via the phone line. And you said March 1st, so it's coming up. That must be a primary. And I imagine then you're running under a R or a D. Is that correct?
I am. I have an R next to my name.
A female R. Hey, look at the progressive times we've got in reality. Wow, look at that. Oh, how's it going out there with just that at all? Is it? Are we in the 21st century now, or... People are not really taken back by that anymore, or no?
So, you know, it's funny. I mean, when I show up on location, even when I'm fully in fire retardant gear and all of the things I'm supposed to have to be on site, people automatically assume that I'm not supposed to be there a lot of times because I'm a female.
And that's on the oil and gas or the political scene?
Oh, no, that's in the oil and gas, yeah.
You know, I've heard that several times, actually, in the last probably few months out there on the work field. The patriarchal workplace, I guess, is actually what I wrote down in one of my stories that I was written. Boy, look at me. Sunday night, folks. Give us a break here.
It's been a long week.
She's in her PJs. I'm in my sweats. It's just the way it goes. So let's just transition into that, the long week that we've both had. But we'll focus on you since you're the one that's actually the focus of the interview. I noticed there was a no-fly zone that was implemented on one of your LinkedIn posts or your social media posts. And was this something that was already there and you broke the law? Or is this something that they implemented afterwards? Or talk to me a little bit about this.
Yeah. So, no, that was care of the ranch owner from the ranch that I live on, Miss Ashley Watt. You can go follow her on Twitter. She's the Frack Sand Baroness. But, we went and got drone footage with her drone that we used to patrol the ranch here and published it pretty spectacularly on TikTok and LinkedIn, et cetera, Twitter. And on Thursday, the sheriff came out and told us that there was a no-fly zone that was being implemented, and we're in the process of getting public records requests, FOIAs, from the FAA. But the Railroad Commission is exerting jurisdiction, saying that it's either a spill that's so hazardous, if a helicopter comes close, it's going to cause the spray to move. So they're either fraudulently using it to hide what they're doing, or they're acknowledging just how bad this is and you've got toxic brine that they don't want spewing.
Was there a no-fly zone before you posted anything on social media?
No.
So you posted something on social media. The sheriff shows up to tell you that the Railroad Commission informed him that he needed to go out and inform you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Sheriff has the ultimate power in his county. That's why I was curious about that. Because I think he could, anyway, so that's interesting. So, you got the reaction of the Texas Railroad Commission and the sheriff based on social media posts, huh?
Absolutely. If people don't think it's powerful, they're clueless.
This morning, when I looked at, we were corresponding through LinkedIn, I noticed that one of your posts you had, day 9. So let's talk about day 9 and the other 8 days, because from my interpretation of your social media campaign you have going as you're running for the Texas Railroad Commission, which is in the Republican primary March 1st, is that you've been tracking a lot of issues, I guess, really bringing the visual of the issues to the people instead of the popular version of just, you know, sitting at the end of the bar stool and yelling the issues. You're actually getting out there. That's pretty cool. Are you getting a good response from this?
Well, Jason, I didn't pick that. It picked me. I mean, the entire reason I'm running is because I've been living on this ranch in West Texas since the summer. We had a similar blowout on the ranch where I live. We've been dismissed by everyone from the regulators to the operators. And as an oil and gas attorney representing really good operators, I'm tired of the good operators not getting credit and the bad ones getting away with murder. And enough is enough. So I am not a politician. I have no long-term political aspirations. Seriously, all I want to do is get in, fix the Railroad Commission to help save the energy industry in Texas. Because if we don't fix it, the feds are going to come in and then they're really going to screw it up.
Let's talk about some of the issues that you're having on your ranch then. I didn't realize all these pictures are from your ranch and or from your close by. I thought you were doing like some tour around the state. So let's talk about some of these issues. I did see one of the issues that you're having some accessibility issues with the Railroad Commission itself.
Yes. So the blowout on the ranch where I am happened on June 9th.
Now explain the blowout. Is this like a BP Gulf spill blowout for those? This is going to air on the radio, so I'm going to have to dumb it down a little bit. So explain the blowout.
Yeah. Okay. So the word blowout or well control incident simply means that you've got an uncontrolled flow of fluids that are not where they're supposed to be in the well. Right? That's it. So on the ranch, we had an old oil well that was then converted into an injection well, because what they did was these fields, these are traditional wells. They're old. It's not any of this new fracking that people see. It's old conventional wells that were drilled mostly in the 40s and 50s. And what they do is they go in and they drill the wells and then they inject water, because what happens is for every barrel of oil we produce 6 or 7 barrels of water out here. And so that water has to go somewhere. And back in the 50s and 60s, and still today in a lot of places, what they do is they take that water and they re-inject it into the same formation. And it helps sweep the oil and gas back in, right? So you're essentially recycling the water, you're keeping your reservoir pressure sustained, and you're helping to have a more efficient production. And so back in when they did it here, we have information now that they over-injected millions of barrels. They probably fractured the formations downhole, meaning that they created, you know, spaces in the rock where it shouldn't be. And it starts oil, gas, water migrate pressure from high to low. And then when you don't have good casing, which is the pipe that they put in the hole, and cement, which was how they make sure that the pipe stays in the hole, then you get what's called microannular channeling, and this oil and gas and fluids and pressure finds the path of least resistance. It'll go through holes in cement, holes in casing, and it migrates up. It migrates into freshwater aquifers. And then eventually, if all of that ends up, you know, it finds a pathway to surface where, you know, there's a final pressure release. So what we're seeing right now is a manifestation at surface of serious downhole problems, which we suspect are similar to what we've been seeing on the ranch for the past 7-8 months.
So talk to me a little bit about you as the homeowner then, or the property owner. This is happening on your property and you're still not getting proper accessibility?
Yeah, I am not the property owner. My friend did.
Okay.
He actually, yep. So a funny story, what we met earlier this year, and she was like, hey, we were going through some personal changes in my family. And so we were moving and all this stuff was going on. And she's like, well, hey, kind of in between, why don't you live in my pool house at the ranch? She's on 22,000 acres here in Ward and Crane counties. And
I'm so jealous of you. I've always wanted to be Cato Kaelin for a week and just live in someone's pool house. Okay. Anyway, sorry. Go on.
Right. So what started out as a temporary stay in a pool house to help kind of clean up some nitpicky surface issues, which is where I got the name Stuffing Box Karen from on LinkedIn, but that's an aside. So anyways, what turned out, what was supposed to be just a couple of months of me living out here, kind of in a move, and bugging some oil companies to clean up their act, it has turned into basically my entire life's work and training has made me the perfect person to be here and really effectuate change for the energy industry.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com. Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio at thecrudelife.com.
Look, you know what ain't right. So what you doing up calling me at midnight? I've done nothing but giving you the good life. I mean, I really would have been a good wife. But keep singing my praise, singing I'm mad to you. Keeping my name and kicking this habit, 'cause that was all in the minute I found you. Ready and set and willing to crown you.
Folks, you are going to want to act today on this limited special from MyPillow. Check it out. A $70 pillow, now only $20. That's right. The standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. Once again, that thank you special is a standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. You'll also receive deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products as well. The MyPillow towels, the topper, the slippers. It is all on a deep discount. Discount with the promo code Otis. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener's square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98, or call 800-598-4268. That's 800-598-4268. Once again, that thank you special is a standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. And do not forget to use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
The Crude Life with Jason Spies.
You remind me that I'm not in control. I'm out of control, man. You know I think that I'm better alone. But you're keeping me open, and what I see, and you're pretending they don't. You already know that. I don't mean
to. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Storytellers Edition here on the Crude Life, live from the Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Watford City. Carolyn Jappe is our guest this morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And we had Rib Fest yesterday, and you had an emergency tent there. And we're handing out cooling scarves.
Neck coolers. Correct.
Neck coolers. Okay.
Yes, we were.
Felt great. Any heat stroke yesterday?
You know, I think we kept people very hydrated. I probably think we went through 12 cases of water and 500 neck coolers, and people kept coming back to get them re-soaked, and I think it went rather well.
Those neck coolers were something else, and she put one on my dog as well, and she did not try to take it off. Frackleberry Hound loved it. She kept it on. And talk to me a little bit about some of the emergency management going on here from, you know, the human side when it comes to ambulances, when it comes to hospitals. Are we doing okay with some of those things? Do we need more state money? I guess we always need more state money. But
so I really work closely with I have 10 different volunteer fire departments that protect McKenzie County. Now, two of those departments are out of Montana. One of them's in Williams County. Newtown is actually one of mine, too, because they have a part of McKenzie County. So, and then the rest of all of the departments.
So you said volunteer for all of them.
All volunteers. Mm-hmm. Then we have four quick response units, which that's Alexander, Arnegard, Keene and Grassy Butte, and they're amazing because they show up on scene prior to an ambulance a lot quicker than an ambulance can get there. So yeah, they're all trained up, and then you have your different ambulance companies. So we're staying very busy, but those folks are really truly who I really watch out for, and what I can do for them, I do all that I can, because they're the ones that keep us going, and it's just a group of dedicated people throughout the whole county.
One of the first stories we did was with a woman down in South Hart, North Dakota, who was hit by an oil truck And then a couple oil guys from Patterson driving by basically were there, saved her, you know. So it was all oil just all around. And so it was just a very real story. No positives, negatives. What I took out of it, though, was that anywhere from 45 minutes to 3 hours, somebody might have to wait for an ambulance out here.
Right.
And this was back in 2011 and 12. And then these kind of these regional hubs started coming. And talk to me about that. That was that Alexander Arnegard thing, right, that you were talking about, these,
yes,
these different what's the correct terminology for these?
So those are quick response units.
Yes.
So we have EMRs, EMTs. Grassy Butte even has a couple of paramedics, but they're volunteer. So
They're volunteer too?
Oh, yes.
Oh, geez.
So as Watford Ambulance would take close to a half hour to get to Grassy Butte, those people are already getting services right out of the block, mm-hmm. So I've seen many lives saved. I serve on the Alexander Quick Response Unit, and the only reason I continue to do so now that we have more people is because I have watched lives being saved every day. So
seconds matter.
Seconds matter.
Yeah.
You can get cut, and if you had an artery, you can bleed out before anybody gets to you.
I thought about that on the Mottahay Trail. I don't have a snake bite kit with me.
Correct.
Can I get back to the hospital in time? I have no idea how long.
And there's only two hospitals in the state that carry venom to help you with that snake bite.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
So it's quicker for a helicopter to grab that venom to bring it here than it is to get your little butt there.
Is that happening quite a bit?
It hasn't happened yet, but it was something I just learned recently, and I was like, oh my goodness, yeah.
Well, when you said that, that made sense, especially on an oil,
yes,
oil rig, which
absolutely
is, 20 miles outside of
yep
town in the bear's den.
Yes.
Or whatever it might be. So, okay, that's interesting. And especially with drones, I could definitely see that being a wave of the future.
Yes, definitely.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the issues happening here. There's a lot of very good things happening, and the emergency networking and logistics continues to improve, it sounds like.
So I started here 7.5 years ago in my position, and in my mind at that time the biggest risk was the oil field. And so I'll tell you, I have some of the best relationships around with my oil field companies. We train, we exercise, we do things together all the time. So when I get called out, whether it be in the middle of the night or from the courthouse, if I work real close with that company, I have at least 4, sometimes even more people to contact. I can contact them in a heartbeat because it doesn't bother me if they beat me to scene. That's not my goal. My goal is to let them know what's going on. And we work so closely together. I just did a 4-hour tabletop exercise with a company a week ago. And you just get to know each other. You get to know your resources. You share ideas. I learn some every single time I train with a company. And I hope it works both ways. But, I mean, it's powerful. I mean, I feel so good today. There's a couple companies that haven't asked me to exercise or train with them, and I really feel for them. I hope that the day comes where they will, but for the majority of the companies out here, I enjoy working with all of them.
Are they still, giving and donating? I know that a lot of these volunteer fire departments wouldn't even be in existence without the oil and gas companies.
So there are grants that you can apply for. Just to brag a little bit, recently I did get a grant from Crestwood, and I got a mobile air trailer for all our fire departments. So we're on, especially when you have structure fires, instead of loading all the tanks up, taking them to a fire department and re-putting more air in them, we can have the mobile air trailer right out there on scene. Marathon Petroleum last year gave me a grant to get a EOC hazmat trailer, so I can make it into any kind of trailer I want, whatever's in my dry storage, whatever event I'm heading to. Mm-hmm. I load her up and go.
Multi-purpose hazmat
yes,
trailer. Huh?
Absolutely.
Wow.
ConocoPhillips, they gave me $100,000 for radios. The state's changing into a new radio system. It's $5,000 a radio. Well, some of my volunteer fire departments can't afford $5,000 a radio for, and those are for the truck radios. And then the handhelds are also $5,000. So with
people
that money,
don't realize that.
They don't. So my office alone, with my commissioner's blessings, we've already spent over $300,000 on radios just for volunteer fire departments, and a few here and there for the police department and sheriff's department. But for the most part, everything has went to our volunteer fire departments, our quick response units, and our ambulances, because that's the most important piece in my mind, to keep people safe so we can continue to have the good communications.
Well, being a small business owner, I can understand those costs, because when you say radios, what I'm hearing is something that needs to be replaced every couple of years because it's technology now.
Right, right.
And that's one of those costs that, unless you do get a grant or you do have some sort of
you know, influx of money. That's tough on a
right.
volunteer or a small business or anything, really.
Right.
And those become like hidden costs almost, you know,
because
they come out of nowhere. Exactly. I had them this year with my website. We had to upgrade our security from HTTP to HTTPS.
Oh, wow.
And whatever, that was a few grand. That's all I know. It was just, you know, another cost of doing business and needed to be done because emails were going in the spam. Certain webs, you know, browsers couldn't pull it up. And
Correct.
Are You a Robot would pop up on, you know, and you don't want that on your website.
No.
That turns people off. So
absolutely.
Anyways. Volunteers, fire departments, I try to do a public service announcement, a planet service announcement as much as I can because people don't realize like 85% of them are volunteers still.
Well, let me share this with you because I did speak at the North Dakota Association of Counties a couple years ago and I got the numbers from the state fire marshal's office. There's 6 career fire departments in our state, 7 combination, and there's 358 volunteer fire departments in North Dakota. So in my little mind, that makes me believe that, and this is just Carolyn's guess, that we protect 95% of the land in North Dakota because those career departments are usually big cities. Mm-hmm. No Fargo, Grand Forks, Dickinson, Bismarck, Jamestown, those kinds of things. And then you have your combination. So I would do anything for any fire department, no matter if they're career or volunteer. But my heart is really into my volunteers just because, just like I had a fire department meeting the other night, you know, you have to train. You have to keep up to date with what's going on, and you don't want to ever put anyone in danger. So we just had 5 guys that graduated from Firefighter 1, and one of the gentlemen that is a long-time firefighter for Watford City teaches Firefighter 1 here locally, and we're so lucky to have him. And so it's just important.
The volunteer part of it is amazing to me just from a wild fire standpoint. You guys have a lot of lightning strikes out here.
Oh, lightning's terrible out here. So just to give you an example, the other day a combine got on fire, which just happens. And one of my firefighters in Alexander, because I'm on the Alexander Fire Department as well as the QRU, he called me and said, Carol and I have a truck with 200 barrels on the way. He wasn't out there, but his water hauler called him and said, there's a fire. He goes, take your truck straight to the fire. I mean, everybody is really helping and putting in this year. I even have oil companies where they know there's no water source close by that they've even put frack tanks out full of fresh water, not pond water, but fresh water, so it's good for the fire departments. We're ready for a fire season if it continues to escalate, if the drought continues. So we're ready and prepared, but that's how it is out here. The companies are even doing all that they can to help us all, and the ranchers and the farmers, I'm handing out more masks because I want to protect them too.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
Because you remind me that you're running the show. You're running my show, man, is the tight man while I'm sleeping alone. And losing my focus and what I love and you but something they don't even notice. I just want you to know it's more than emotion. And I bet my pride that you are with my heart. In the meantime, I've left behind something that I can't forget. It's short fibers are turning tidy, yet fibers are burning bright.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98 regularly $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
There's a lot of people running their mouth that don't stay the night, never come through town. And some other people running about that don't take the time to suss you out. Still some
some of us every night we make a toast to you. Like, isn't it nice that the body and the prisons of mind is big old for you? Let there be light.
What can the late Bob Saget, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts teach us about leadership, humility? Well, all of those entities point to one thing, and that is the importance of asking others for help. Danny Tanner, again played by Bob Saget, who unfortunately died yesterday at the relatively young age of 65, taught us that it's important, if not necessary, to seek the help of friends when you're in dire straits. And in the case of Full House, of course, Danny Tanner's wife died, leaving him with his three young daughters, and he sought the help of his brother-in-law, Uncle Jesse, and his good friend, Joey Gladstone, so that he could lead his family, his daughters, to, you know, a much better life than he would have if he was trying to do it on his own. And looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers from this past weekend, they needed a lot of help from external sources, from other teams, in order to preserve their very slim chance of making the playoffs. And lo and behold, they got all that help in pretty dramatic fashion. They, of course, helped themselves in a overtime victory that, again, was quite thrilling. They got an unexpected, pretty big upset from the Jacksonville Jaguars, who were 15-point underdogs and wound up winning by 15 points against the Indianapolis Colts. And late last night, the Steelers got a, I don't want to say miraculous, but they got a non-tie from the Chargers and the Raiders when the Chargers and the Raiders could have tied. They could have both gone to the playoffs, but the Las Vegas Raiders decided to win the game, kick a last-second field goal there as time expired, sending the Steelers to the playoffs. The Steelers needed help, and they got it. And finally, we can look to Senator Elizabeth Warren, who, of course, has been the topic of a previous episode of the Energy Detox. And we can look at the rising energy prices in New England, and more importantly, the potential for blackouts and natural gas shortages because of an ongoing refusal, if you will, by, if not Senator Warren, at least people who share her sentiment regarding the oil and gas industry, and the refusal to have safe, reliable pipelines bringing natural gas to New England that could substantially lower prices and, again, more importantly, reduce the risk of blackouts, reduce the risk of natural gas shortages. That is not exactly the thing you want as we head into winter. And so with all of that, again, the point is that Senator Warren should be asking for help. She should recognize that the ability to have help from those around you, from neighboring states like Pennsylvania, is important. It's certainly far more important than relying on help and assistance from those in Russia who have provided a substantial amount of natural gas to people in New England, which, again, seems absurd given the abundance of potential assistance from, again, here in Appalachia that we have available. So we take all those three things together, not to continue to opine about energy policy and 80s and 90s television shows and the Pittsburgh Steelers and the sports world, but more importantly, to remind you of the importance of seeking help. It seems so rudimentary, right, for you as a leader to be reminded to go out and seek the help you need. But the reality is, certainly the people that I work with, it's easy to forget, right? I don't know how many people reach out and they say, well, you know, I should have reached out sooner. I didn't realize there was this assistance. Or, yeah, admittedly, I tried to do it myself for far too long and I found myself stuck. I found myself trapped. And inevitably, what do people find? That they've wasted time, energy, money because of the refusal to seek out help. And so today we're going to ask three simple questions of you to make sure that you're on guard against that temptation, that natural tendency, especially in an industry like ours where, again, we pride ourselves on hard work and on some rugged individualism at times and getting the job done at all costs. But again, at all costs doesn't just mean doing it yourself, of course. It means looking outward. And the reality is that as people rise up through organizations, it could be more difficult to seek out help. It could be more difficult to admit that you don't know everything. And so today, you don't have to admit that to anybody else, but you do need to admit it to yourself and ask in what ways you can do a better job of seeking the help of others so that you can lead your constituents better, so that you can make better decisions, so that you're not making short-sighted decisions like Senator Warren, and so that you recognize that, again, if you're on a sports team, that sometimes, you know, if you haven't been up to par, if you will, and certainly the Steelers have not exactly had the best season, you might need some help from others, and that's okay. And again, you look at people like, again, the fictional character, Danny Tanner, who recognize as a parent that sometimes you need external help, and that's okay. In fact, it might be necessary for the sake of your family. So the three questions for you today to help you ensure that you continue to grow, protect, and sustain success for all of your stakeholders, whether they're personal stakeholders like, again, your family, your kids, or certainly professional stakeholders, are the following. One, from a growth standpoint, in what way is your refusal to seek help hindering your ability to grow? In what ways are you missing opportunities to grow, again, yourself as an individual, and more importantly, those around you, because of your refusal, conscious or unconscious, of help? The second question is, in what ways do you think you're protecting, or what are you protecting? What do you actually think you're protecting by ignoring assistance from others? Again, one of the most common things that might be difficult to admit, of course, is pride. You're protecting your pride, right? Instead of going out and seeking the help of others, you feel like, hey, and you could do it yourself. But what else do you think you're protecting? Do you think you're protecting your finances because you're not going to pay for someone else to help you do whatever? Again, whether it's childcare, whether it's your taxes, whether it's something else. Do you think you're saving time by, again, doing it yourself? Again, if you've done any home projects, in many cases, you'll find that doing it yourself, winds up taking a lot more time and energy than it would have otherwise. Again, there might be a source of pride in it. There might be a source of enjoyment, and that's okay. But in many cases, you probably didn't have that time. You probably didn't have that energy. And in hindsight, you probably should have just asked for help. So what is it that you feel like you're protecting as you, push back on the opportunity to get help from others? And finally, for how long can you sustain momentum before you need a push or pull from someone else? Because if you're one of those people who is on a good trajectory and you feel yourself, again, ascending through the ranks of an organization or leading your team forward, you look at the financials of your company and again, things seem healthy, far healthier than perhaps they were a year and a half ago. It's easy to forget the fact that you still need help, or you might need help, or you might find yourself stuck on the side of the road or broken down, if you will. So the question for you is, how long do you think this is going to continue before, again, you need that push or pull? Ask yourself that, answer that question today as you go throughout the day so that you're on guard for not just opportunities for other people to help you, but you're more importantly on guard for those opportunities when you're going to need to actively seek out help. You're going to actively need to ask around and find a resource that could help move you forward. So with all that being said, again, I encourage you this week, as we head into the next 5 days, to ask these questions, to be on guard for opportunities for other people to help you, in addition to, you helping yourself. And of course, I wish you the best for a safe, healthy, happy, enjoyable week. And I thank you, as always, for tuning in to the Energy Detox. Again, I continue to welcome your comments, your feedback on the Energy Detox, and I hope you have an excellent afternoon and a safe and enjoyable rest of the week.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
I see that I'm crazy for loving you the way that I do, because who could love somebody like you? They say you're too damn small, and I won't pretend it don't matter at all. But no matter what the trouble ahead, still won't regret this time that I spent. Sad to be a hold. Nothing you could do would make me go. We'll let the world judge what they don't know. Giving me a heartbeat.
Folks, you are going to want to act today on this limited special from MyPillow. Check it out. A $70 pillow, now only $20. That's right. The standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. Once again, that thank you special is a standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. You'll also receive deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products as well. The MyPillow towels, the topper, the slippers. It is all on a deep discount with the promo code Otis. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98, or call 800-598-4268. That's 800-598-4268. Once again, that thank you special is a standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. And do not forget to use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.